Okay, let's start the afternoon session. First of all, I would like to give my welcome to all of you to this session. And here is the link where you could find the WinHack presentations of this session through this link. The topic of this session is the wireless network of Windows 10. My name is Winky. I'm from Microsoft. I thank you very much for coming to this session to share with you some new functions for Windows 10. In the following 1 hour, I would like to talk about the following issues. First, the wireless new functions of Windows 10. It includes the new driver module and newly added functions of Wi-Fi upgrading, the upgrading of Bluetooth, and also NFC-based payment and proximity sensoring function. Last but not the least, I will talk about our drivers, including WAN testing tools and upgrading guidance, scalability guideline, and API. Okay, so first, the wireless function, that is the Wi-Fi, as the new function. We know that Wi-Fi is a very popular technology. For Windows 10, there are a lot of upgrading for Wi-Fi function. First of all, to simplify the driver's development, we've developed a WDI driver module. I would talk about the Wi-Fi hotspot 2.0, which is also a hot issue. And also Wi-Fi sensing. We have the simultaneous interpreting service. You could use the headset to receive the interpreting service. And also we have adapted the Wi-Fi perception or Wi-Fi sensing to PC and tablets. And I will talk about Wi-Fi Direct and Wi-Fi Direct services. Okay, some words about the new driver, WDI. As we know, Wi-Fi is increasingly important for people's daily life. And with the further development of Wi-Fi, there are a lot of protocols. As a result, development of Wi-Fi drivers are getting more complicated because it has to satisfy the needs of different development. It used to be a mini disk based. It is responsible for the logic, control, and other. With the complexity of the protocols, the drivers getting larger. To solve this problem, Windows 10 introduced WDI module. The driving framework accomplish the analysis of instruction and the controls to make sure that the interfaces could be connected. The logics will be given to the Windows. In this way, we could simplify the length for development and increase the availability and reliability of driver. The WDI-based driver has new features, all supported by WDI. If these functions should be realized, you have to have the WDI drivers. A new feature, that is the automatic recovery to test, to identify the default, and to automatically restore it to the normal situation. Prior to Windows 10, something wrong happens to Wi-Fi. Signals are missing or are broke. We had a way that is to reopen it. or reboot it. Windows 10 has a new function so as to provide a better customer service experience. The WDI driver will identify the problems to restore the Wi-Fi to the normal situation. A more better and favorable condition is that we could identify the error instructions or profiles so as to identify the root cause behind this problem. We also support the fast BSS switching. This function could help us to shorten the roaming time, which is very important. It could reduce the time delay. We also support to protect the privacy and security of the data of the customers, because we realize the MAC address function. With these functions, we could have the function definition. When we do the Windows imaging, we could use a tool to select the Wi-Fi capability we need. We could define how many antenna we need, what kind of functions we need. We could do all this in the pre-setting manner. Okay. There is a demo or video which is about a wireless device recovery. Pretty cool. So when something bad happens to Wi-Fi, WDI driver or framework will make adjustment and automatically recover the Wi-Fi and also identify these problems for you to analyze and to accelerate our definition and positioning. Next video is about the capability setting of drivers. This is about a window imaging. And you choose the Wi-Fi. And you can configure the capability of Wi-Fi you need. Well, we finished the imaging. I will put it into effect, into our system. Now it's finished. Through some instructions, we could test or examine the capability of Wi-Fi. We use this instruction to examine or test the capability of the device. Very simple, all interface-based operation. So this is a configuration which is provided to the OEM, but not to the end users, because end users do not have the access to the capability of Wi-Fi. Good question. The last paragraph of that is SH could be used to search for the capability of the Wi-Fi you've set for a device. Any other questions? If it is not the case, let's continue. Now, I would like to talk about Wi-Fi Hotspot 2.0. It is a very popular concept. What does it mean? Wi-Fi Hotspot 2.0 introduced the cellular system concept to Wi-Fi world. Through the Wi-Fi Hotspot 2.0, we could use Wi-Fi as we use the cellular system. We could roam from one IP to another IP. When we transfer from one AP to another AP, we need to rebuild it and reconnect in the past. Well, Wi-Fi Hotspot 2.0, with the help of Wi-Fi Hotspot 2.0, you do not have to rebuild, reconnect. All this could be automatically accomplished by the back desk. We know Bingo. Bingo is provider of Wi-Fi service. If we pay the bill as a subscriber of Bingo, we have the access to all the Bingo service. We can also access the services of Bingo partners because they have the partner protocol signed with Bingo. As a result, we could, for example, access the network provided by AT&T, for example, which is the partner of Bingo. In the process of roaming, this is the roaming function, that is the roaming from one AP to another AP. In the process of roaming, you do not have to connect a profile for SSND, for each SSND. In terms of the security, Hotspot 2.0 use WPA2 Enterprise to protect all the hotspot network. Another very cool characteristic, but how to enjoy such a kind of service? First, you should have a Windows 10 device. Second, you should have a WDI driver. With that, you can enjoy all these functions. Wi-Fi Sense. Wi-Fi Sense actually was provided for Windows PC. While Windows 10 integrated Wi-Fi sensing to the desktop. So the mobile edition and the desktop edition both can enjoy Wi-Fi sensing. To make it simple, this has several functions. One, through big data analysis, it can automatically recommend a good internet and easily accessible. I think this is a very good function. And then the system could judge whether this network is safe. Because with the data analysis, the system could automatically make a judgment. Second, through the social media, some Wi-Fi network which has been connected with the password could be shared with your partners and friends. So when your friends come to your house, it could automatically access your Wi-Fi. The password is not needed. For example, you once visited a Starbucks and you accessed the Wi-Fi there. And through the social media, this Wi-Fi could be shared by your partners. That is to say, when your partner come to this Starbucks, it could automatically access the internet there in the Starbucks. They do not have to ask for the password from the workers of the Starbucks. And also you could have your own definition about whether you could automatically access it or block it from your partners.
Okay.
Now I would like to talk about Wi-Fi Direct and Wi-Fi Direct services. Wi-Fi Direct is a Wi-Fi protocol based, but it's not dependent on the point-to-point connection. The two devices, they have a capability of Wi-Fi access, but they do not have to access to the same Wi-Fi. So based on the protocol, they could have the transformation of the protocol and words. The phone and the PC edition could have the newly added improved API for Wi-Fi Direct and Wi-Fi Direct services. With that, you could feel more convenient for development of the applications and more easy to connect to the Wi-Fi Direct and Wi-Fi services network. And here is a demo, which is about the Wi-Fi Direct. You could see there are two devices. One is the cost, one is the connect. And this is Geo. For example, you want to launch a service. This is a GC. To search for the advised information.
Okay.
And the service is got connecting to service. When you come back to Geo, and you will see this linkage. And connected to a port. Then it's connected. So the data is sent or is transferred. And GC is receiving data. All is done. So this is a very good demo of a Wi-Fi Direct. You can have even a fancy surface or interface. And you can have a better Wi-Fi Direct service. Good question. It is a point-to-point communication protocol. Do not have to change the hardware. You just use the protocol. If you have the function of a Wi-Fi Direct, you do not have to connect it to an AP. We should have a GAGO and a GC to launch, to send information, to receive the information. You do not have to connect them to a hardware. GO itself has this function. It supports a one-to-all connectivity. We have the GO and GC. GO is a group owner, which is responsible for the launching of the information. And GC is a group collect, will be connected to GO to receive the data. As you said, we have many people who want to access to this. You should choose one device as GO, which could be connected to multiple players of GCs. So transformation between GO and GC. Very good question. In the end of the presentation, I'd like to introduce to you API. It's very simple.
要很麻很复杂的我们的一个逻辑控制。
Does not need very complicated logistical control, and for Windows 8 or 8.1, the API was not very good because you need to use an additional device, but now the API can just function independently, which I'm going to introduce a little bit later. Any other questions?Okay, then I would like to introduce a little bit more on the Bluetooth. Win10 actually supports Bluetooth broadcasting data and besides, or notice data, and besides for the, there are also some updates for the regulation of Bluetooth. It provides also more effective and flexible corporate management. It also supports the enhancement of the Bluetooth audio frequency. So first, let's look at the Bluetooth LE notice.For Win10, we have the WinRT API. By using this, the app can scan the BRU notice and also can send out the BRU notice. And besides using the API, the app can actually scan any data model or any notice based on the different data formats. Besides, it can also filter the scanning channel, such as RSSI data, or etc. And I'm using API to report it to the system, and the system will scan all the relevant data and only.And then report the data which is applicable to the filtering condition to APP. At the same time, Win10 also supports the backstage scanning of LE notice. So the app can actually initiate a backstage scanning to scan all the Bluetooth notice. So when the app is not running,this scanning is still working. So because it is doing backstage, it shows when the equipment is using very low energy consumption and it's still doing the scanning. But if you want to do the backstage, a background scanning, and you have to, it has to provide a kind of filtering format.And this has to be done through filtering. Besides, this API and the Bluetooth also needs to support the backstage scanning. This is a kind of requirement. And you can also refer to MDN to see this more information about this feature. And besides this feature, Win10 also provides an API, and so that the equipment can broadcast the notice data. This means that we can actually write an app, and through this app, the app notice can be sent out constantly to the outside, and the message can be sent out. Because during the broadcasting, we need to use the hardware, and API cannot be shared among different hardwares. So we suggest that in some restricted environment, we use this feature, for example, for Windows device when it's sold in a store, and it can use this feature, and we use a BRE notice, and for example, to send out some ads, and such as some coupons, we have some promotions, and some new products. So when a user brings another Windows, uses another Windows device, and this person can receive all this information about the promotion and etc. Now I'm going to show you a good video, good example.
Allows Windows 10 apps to scan for any advertising data. 一定的。
大家可以去玩。
So you can actually get more information on MSA.
For Windows 10, we also support the newest Bluetooth protocols and also make the most functions achievable. Besides, Windows 10 also supports the VLE and the Bluetooth Classic, and also we.Also incorporate the devices with only Bluetooth Classic function. So it uses LE Privacy 1.1. This means that we broadcast the data anonymously, and so we can protect the privacy of the users to the largest extent. Corporate management.Win 10 provides very rich Bluetooth corporate management methods. Before Win 10, the Bluetooth-based corporate management is only about the turning on and off of the Bluetooth, so IT person can control this only for the Bluetooth, but Win 10 provides more flexible and more diversifiedCorporate management models. For Win 10, one IT person can set that the Bluetooth can only be connected to certain devices. For example, it can be only connected to the keyboard and to the mouse, but cannot be connected to the document transmission. And also, for example, it canit needs to support the SSP. Any equipment needs to support SSP in order to be connected to the Bluetooth and etc. And more importantly, for Win 10, either a cell phone, tablet, PC, desk computer, there.Bluetooth corporate management models and approaches are confirmed. This means that one IT person can just use one approach to manage all Win 10 devices, either it's a PC, tablet, or phone. So it can actually reduce the cost of management significantly. And in the follow-up build,versions which will be released later, you can feel more about this feature. And then I would like to tell you a little bit of information about the audio frequency enhancement related to the Bluetooth, and it actually provides better effectiveness and quality of the voice because it has a wide bandvoice, and also it uses aptx coding system, and it can actually help reduce the delay for the audio transmission, and it makes the audio transmission more synchronized and makes quality better. And so you can go to MSDA, there's enough information about this. You can refer to MSDN for specific information. And actually, you can actually download the slide because it has relevant information about MSDN on which you can find more information about your question. Good question. And it's a WinRT API. If you want to use a WinRT API to develop an app, a store app, and then you want to use this app to, then you can use this app to broadcast information or scan information. So when you send out a service, you must have a corresponding app to receive this service. Others may not be able to know what your data is. And the WinRTPI, and so yes, about the specific requirements and that which will be introduced later. Then if you don't have additional questions, I'm going to then introduce NFC. First, I would like to talk about NFC payment and click and match. Then click to change the model of the equipment or the status of the equipment. Then first, I'd like to talk about NFC payment. It is related to payment, so probably you are more interested in this. In Windows, actually, it also already supports the kind of payment system based on UICC, but WinTan also supports this payment system based on SIM card, and besides, this also supports SCE. Through this, it means we do not need a kind of physical device to be embedded in the cell phone, or whether it's UICC, and we can only need to download the app provided by the service provider, and the SIM service, and the system can just build up the data of NFC. So this actually reduces the initial investment for the NFC because you only need to download the app. The app can help support the payment. At the same time, we also maintain the functions based on the UICC, and it's based on the SE. And in the United States, you can actually download the soft card, and then through this app, you can actually start the payment. Let's look at another video, which is excellent. Besides, it's in Chinese. So very handsome. Tap to pay. I think in the future, it will be seen more frequently in our daily lives. Then I'd like to introduce another feature of NFC. Click and matching, and for example, in a scenario, and we have the video lines and to connect it to the different the desktops. And if we use this function, and we can just put the NFC label with video cast in the meeting room. So if you can only use your Windows device to touch to touch this label, and then this can be projected to your screen, and then you can get connected to the video conference. And then I'm going to show you a demo. It's based on Windows 10 and Azure Tag.
今天我们将展示以刷卡连接MirrorCast，这项刷卡连接MirrorCast展示是由NFC进场通信以及无线视频的技术合并完成的。在这项展示中，我们将会运用一张预先拟微软专用的NFC连接格式所编码过的NFC卡片，以及一台ActionTech所生产的MirrorCast无线视频接收器。 针对这项展示所使用的触碰配对版本，它的优点是不需要修改 MirrorCast 无线视频接收器上的韧体。首先将预备好的 NFC 卡片轻触笔电上 NFC 的感应器，点击屏幕右上方的连接通知，即可完成 MirrorCast 的连接。无线视频将会显示笔电的屏幕。
So this is a very cool feature. And we use NFC to be connected to MirrorCast to achieve the sharing. And then I would like to tell you more information about using tap to change the device status. And Intel has an API to help change the setting of the device. And for example, we can use API to turn on the Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, video, and MBB function, and etc. And we can use this, we can actually develop an app to test the NFC tapping, and we can then achieve the tap and change the status. So one scenario is that we can actually have NFC coded label on the passport.
With a cell phone, then the Wi-Fi services have been then will be automatically switched off, such as Bluetooth and etc. So I just now have introduced some new features. Then that I would like to elaborate a little bit more on the technology. So we know that in the wireless sphere, there's a this driving model, and also I would like to introduce the compatibility testing, and also our suggestions about the hardware. So convergence first is this concept, and probably you have heard this concept before. So before Windows, desktop of Windows and Windows cell phones use different driving models, which means that the driver used for the PC cannot be used for the PC, vice versa. This means that for one device and for Windows, then we have to have the two drivers. One is for cell phone, another for PC. But for Win 10, and actually we have this convergence of the drivers for the PC and the cell phone, which means that this driver can be used for the PC as well as for the cell phone. And so it can actually reduces the partner's workload. And so because one driver can be used for a series of devices, cell phone, PC, tablet, and etc. Now let's take a look at in the wireless sphere, what kind of drivers have been converged. First, Wi-Fi. I just now introduced for Win10 in order to reduce the workload of development. And Win10 has a WDI model. And so this WDI driving model or WDI driver is a model based on convergence. So the WDI driver can be used for PC and cell phone. So besides this convergence of the drivers,
the service station partly is also converged. The Windows 8 could be operated or run in Win10 platform, but could not have the newly added functions for the Bluetooth. Just a few profile is not converged. Most of the profile have been converged. For desktop edition and phone edition, you could find almost all the profile, except for these two. You need the Bluetooth, the Bluetooth drivers, exclusively developed by the vendors, and also the USB SDL UR hubs could be converged. The Windows could provide a specific driver, and you could refer to the following guidances, which will introduce to you how to develop a Bluetooth new function. NFC. For Windows 10, a universal classification and a collect driver, these drivers could be run on different edition of Windows. And with this framework in place, in most cases, through the upgrading of classification, you will have the access to new functions. You don't have to change the drivers. That is to say, without changing drivers, you could have the free access to the upgrading of new functions. If you want to upgrade your driver from Win8 to N10, you could refer to this linkage. We'll introduce to you in details how to develop the Win10 NFC convergence. Converge the driver. MBB. MBB is the only one that is not converged. MBB driver for the mobile and for the PC are separated. That is to say, each of them have their exclusive functions. We could not be run in the other on the other. Bluetooth. We provide a more effective configuration methodology, including we add WLOG in the protocol so that we could dig out the rooted problems more effectively and fast. WDK, if deployed, Windows 8 and profile help could help you to find this extension, and this will help you to have a fast analysis of the Bluetooth problems. A detailed introduction about NFC, universal classification. ‎80% of the work will be controlled, including the logic control, the power control, realization of most of the protocols, and management of devices, 20 of which is left to IHV. IHV, according to the size or specs of the chipset, and transfer the data to extension. The advantage of this framework is that because the chips remain unchanged, so this part remains unchanged. We just upgrade the upper part of this table so that we could have some newly added logics and functions. because Microsoft finished most of the code and logics. The NFC driver, which used to take 4 years to develop, could be developed within 2 years. MBB. So this is the framework of MBB data, class driver under Win 8. We have the USB-based class driver. But if you do not have a standard USB interface, when Microsoft has a code which will help you to write MBB driver, which is not a standard class driver. If you have the data and audio devices, if you want to data both support both data and voice transmission, we could realize the transmission HV real to finish the audio transmission. HV real will realize the phone calls and voice transmission. And a few words about the testing route, that is NITT. This testing tool can help us to simulate NFC tap and to test the function NFC and to control the NITT. It is a controllable tool. If you're interested, you could download the material, relevant material, and also you will find the purchase linkage of this app in that material. We've talked about the new functions of Windows 10, including the new functions of the drivers and the Bluetooth. A more important topic, that is Win 10 could allow the free upgrading of Win 7 and Win 8 customers. Because the majority part of our customers, the subscribers of Win 7 and Win 8, could benefit from this function, could freely upgrade to Win 10, and can benefit the new function from the new functions of Win 10. So we need to examine the driver and devices on Win 10. And to update and to make it accessible to our customers to test Win 10. First, you have to be the subscriber of Win 10 or the members of Win 10. Then you could have the new edition and you could test the new window edition on your device. For Wi-Fi, BT, MBB, NFC, you have to go to have the new driver, to buy a new driver to experience the new functions. Because nothing has changed to MBB. So for a company, for different regions, because the MBB is related to regions, right? So you have to test it in different regions and to test your device in different regions. It's only for mobile. Any other questions? If not, we could go to the next. That is about the scalability or extension of API. First, Wi-Fi Director API. I think this is the issue of common interest. For Windows 8.1, how to activate the Wi-Fi Director API, we need to add a new device so that the Wi-Fi Director devices will be connected. Under Windows 10, we would use the API to test devices for pairing of devices and to connect devices. All the logics are the API based so that the development of the applications will be facilitated. Windows 10 develop a new API which could help you to identify the Wi-Fi director services, to search the new services, and also to launch the API supported services, which is also compatible with your counterparts. Application of other functions. For example, radio management, device management. We have the WinITIPI to search the Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and the mobile broadband frequency status through the setting of API, the positioning of API to open or close the Wi-Fi functions, to make a judgment whether when we need to open Wi-Fi or to close it. We also have a WLAN scanning API, which will help you to scan all the channels of Wi-Fi, which is very helpful. Bluetooth. Bluetooth notice API that Microsoft is providing could help you to scan and to launch the networks. The current WP 8.1 back desk module could also be integrated with converged with the desktop edition. MBB extension. We have a very rich MBB related VAT MPI to search the status of the connectivity, registration state change notification. We also, the application are also able to programmatically send and receive SMS, including silently without notifying the user. NFC extensibility. NFC API, with that developers can allow application to be launched based on an NFC tab. Now let's review the main points of this presentation, some main takeaways, the new functions of the wireless networking, some driver modules, and also compatibility testing. Our purpose is to accelerate the promotion of the products and to test Windows on your hardware in a more effective way, and doubling down on NFC for both payment and sharing, and supporting new Wi-Fi standards for hotspots and Miracast. Call to action. Most of you are partners. Would you please raise your hands if you are from these partners? Raise your hands, please. Very good. You have to keep them in mind to go to them for the drivers you need, for the drivers of Win 10. Last, would you please scan this code so as to make your evaluation? Your input is very, very important for us. and tonight there will be a banquet and everybody is welcome to this banquet.